You're listening to the Life Songs Radio Blogcast. Hey, I'm Joel. Here's a little introduction to me and who I am. About a month ago exactly, God blessed me with an amazing opportunity, a chance to work at Life Songs. Life Songs was a radio station I grew up listening to. I remember hearing the Brush Your Teeth jingle on the way to school nearly every morning. There were definitely some times where it may have presented me with some stinky breath shame in my commute, mainly in my especially younger years. Do I credit Life Songs for my pearly whites? Not necessarily, but I don't not credit them. Regardless of the free dental guidance I received as a youngin', I was thrilled to be a part of such a wonderful radio station and family, listeners and staff alike. I couldn't help but think how honored I was to even interview for the position, much less receive the chance to work for the station, and also think about how my life had come full circle after wiping the slate clean a year prior and pursuing an industry that interested me. So I know what you're thinking. Yeah, Joel, that's cool and all, but why are you awkwardly staring at me on the Life Songs front page? Well, that's because I believe first impressions last a lifetime, and I want you all to get to know me. Yes, I am a production assistant for Life Songs, but first and foremost, I am a drummer. I've played drums all of my life, and you can usually find me worshiping behind the kit at Celebration Church's Metairie campus. I recently just acquired a vintage 1970 Slingerland drum set, and I am absolutely smitten with it. I am also a massive Saints and Pelicans fan, and before you call in to tell me you hate the name the Pelicans, I want to make clear that I love the new name. I plan on giving you all some sports updates throughout the day very soon. If I'm not talking about music, Jesus, or sports, I'm probably talking about food. Here at the Life Song Studios and offices, we are extremely passionate about our food to the point of debates and passionately sniffing each other's lunches. I think in that regard, I fit right in. It has been such a blessing getting to meet you all at events, as well as being in probably the best office in the country, except for a very famous one in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You can get to learn more about me on weeknights from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in August. I hope to get to meet you all very soon, whether it be at a Life Songs event or a call-in. Thanks for listening to the Life Songs Radio Blogcast.